Hey, what's up, everyone? It is Jeevers. I hope you guys are doing well. Thank you so much for joining me tonight on the Wednesday night Healthy Body Challenge call. I hope you guys enjoyed Tracy Wagstaff last week. She is such an incredible, incredible person and a huge resource for weight loss and specifically the ketogenic lifestyle and ketogenic nutritional a plan. And she's actually got a really cool cookbook that is going to be coming out here soon. She's working on it. I'm going to make sure that I let all of you know. But it is, it's been a fantastic weight loss program that we introduced about a year ago. And it's had such incredible results, especially with two of the key products that came along with it, which was the keto shake and then the keto bars. But this kind of high-fat, moderate-protein, low-to-restrictive carbohydrate nutritional plan has a whole host of benefits outside of just weight loss. Actually, a friend of mine, her mother is actually going through some cancer treatments, and she has tried a lot of different types of alternative treatments, and it's been working pretty well, but she's kind of hit a little bit of a plateau. And when I was talking to her and her physician, her naturopath, who also happens to be an MD as well, too, a medical doctor, the next course of action is putting her on a ketogenic nutritional lifestyle. And so it's just very interesting to see that kind of conceptual nutritional plan being able to be applied to so many different types of health issues. Because at the very end of the day, guys, it's just really, really healthy eating, you know, right? And I get a lot of questions from people who say, hey, listen, you know what, I was on the nutritional plan and I didn't necessarily feel the benefits right away, or that I was on the nutritional plan and it didn't necessarily fit with me digestively and things like that. And I will tell you one thing about the ketogenic plan and the ketogenic lifestyle is that you have to stick to it. You have to be very intense about it. Early on, there's not much flexibility with that plan. There's a lot of other nutritional and diet programs out there that you may be able to kind of fudge a little bit or be a little bit more flexible or cheat a little bit more. But the ketogenic philosophy or lifestyle or nutritional plan is one of the things where you don't have that flexibility. And you have to remember the reason why that is because you're essentially rewiring your physiological and your neurological systems to start taking in fat as a primary nutrition source, but also as a primary energy source. And that is going against what most of you have been doing for 20, 30, 40, 50 years, you know, the ones that oftentimes have the hardest problem with getting their body into the environment of ketosis that allows the ketogenic plan to work are individuals that are older. And that's because they've spent more time wiring themselves using carbohydrates as a primary energy source. And those physiological and neural grooves are very, very deep. So if you're going to switch or move out of those grooves and actually create new pathways for your body to start burning energy, new pathways for your body to start understanding what type of nutrition that it's going to get, new pathways for it to burn, then the deeper the groove, the harder it's going to be. It can be done, but you have to do it with a greater amount of intensity, and essentially you just can't be as flexible. So you will get the benefits, but you, like I said, have to be very very stringent to come up with the program. So anyways, we're gonna obviously talk more about that later on as the weeks come, because we are going to be doing some really fun things at our convention in August in Dallas. in which we've got a lot of keto kind of experts, everyone from Tracy to Ben Fuchs to Dr. Glidden, myself. We will all be kind of talking about, Jordan Rubin will be there as well too, and we'll talk a lot about that whole philosophy as well as a couple of other philosophies to help individuals to lose weight, because sometimes not one program fits everybody necessarily. But the thing that I want to focus on tonight is I want to talk about adrenal health and adrenal function. And one of the reasons why I wanted to talk to you about this is not only did I attend a really incredible conference that focused on adrenal health, but this actually affected me. I went to my naturopath about 3 months ago now, and I went to her. I honestly, guys, had not seen a doctor in like 12 years, and even a naturopath, I hadn't seen anybody, you know, right? And I figured, I better go see a doctor just to kind of get some blood work done, see how things are going. I didn't have any type of symptoms. I didn't have any type of health issues. I didn't have anything that I could symptomatically feel. And so, but I just wanted to get some tests done, you know, right? And so I went to Dr. Wooten here in Scottsdale, and I said, hey, listen, she asked me about my life, and I said, oh, it's great. You know, I minimize my negative stress. I sleep really well. I don't wake up in the middle of the night. I eat really well. I gave her my nutritional plan. I told her the supplements that I was kind of taking, I didn't have any energy levels, my cognitive issues, you know, all of the questions that she was asking me about having issues with my health, I did not have any up, okay, right? And so she's like, okay, cool, well, let's take your blood. And so she takes my blood, and I get my report back, and surprisingly to me, I'm low in a lot of different things. I'm low in vitamin D. I'm low in some hormones. I was low in testosterone, right? I was low in thyroid function. I was low in adrenal function. I was low in like a lot of these areas, which I felt like, wait a second, you know, why should I be low in these areas when, number one, I feel like I've been doing all of the right things, and then secondly, I don't feel anything, you know, right? And there is a case to be made that maybe the low that was seen in the analysis was actually my kind of average, if you will, okay, right? I wouldn't say that it's high, but my average, if you will, okay, right? Everybody's different, and as you understand, all of these ranges, they come from population studies, right? They could come from the general masses, and not all of us fit in the general masses. And so anyways, but it still kind of freaked me out a little bit, because I would even think if that was, I shouldn't even have been average, if you will, you know, right? And so she started kind of asking me all of these questions about, like, my life again, you know, like basically asking me if I was telling her the truth or not, you know, right? And I said, no, honestly, like, I get plenty of rest. I don't have any of these symptoms. I have high energy. You know, many of you that have met me, I have high energy. I do this positive mindset, you know, all that sort of stuff. And it took me about till the third appointment before I realized that the stress that she was talking about was the activity that I was doing. So here's what I mean by that. So on the third visit, I was like, hey, wait a second, Dr. Wooten, here's the thing, is that I am not stressed, but I will tell you, from 4:45 in the morning till 9 o'clock at night, I am on the go. Like, I am going. I've got things to do. I've got work to do. I've got play. I'm going. And it doesn't even stop in the weekend, because I don't go to the office on the weekend, I still wake up in the morning. I go do yoga. Right after yoga, I go play tennis. Right after I play tennis, I go lift. I do a bunch of stuff during the day. So anyway, the whole point of this is she said, listen, well, that's what's happening. All of this activity, it's just eating up your nutrition, and it's eating up your hormonal levels, and it's stressing out your glands. And so even though you may not feel the symptoms of it because you're doing some good things nutritionally and such, you're still stressing out the body, right? And one of the areas that you're stressing out is your adrenal glands. And so that's when I signed up for the seminar, because I kind of wanted to learn a little bit more, and that's what I want to talk to you about tonight. So basically here, I'm sure you guys have heard about your adrenal glands. Your adrenal glands are these kind of tiny little walnut-sized glands that sit right up on top of the kidney, okay, right? And even though they're really small, and they're small compared to some of the other organs and glands in the body, they're super, super powerful because they are responsible for manufacturing and secreting predominantly steroid hormones. And so hormones that deal with stress, like cortisol, estrogen, testosterone, those are kind of the really main ones. And there's five or six other different ones as well, too. But I'm just saying those are kind of the really big ones that are essential for a high amount of health and vitality, if you will, in your life. And one of the reasons why I really do focus on hormones and hormonal composition, which also obviously includes the glands that produce the hormones, is because, remember, hormones are the chemical messengers of your entire body. So they are the packets of information that your entire body uses. Every tissue, every organ, every gland in your body uses hormones to communicate. And so when those hormones are not of great health, or they are not like if you're not getting enough, or if you're getting too much, you screw up your entire kind of body's homeostasis, you know, the balance of the body. And when you start disturbing the balance of the body, you start really stressing the system. And when you start stressing the system, that's when things begin to break down. This is why balance is so key. Homeostasis is so key. The body works very predictable, okay, at every type of age and at every activity situation, every stress situation. And you want to make sure that the body has the ability to fluctuate and be in harmony with itself so it can stay balanced. And so like I was saying earlier, is that the adrenal glands, obviously, their main purpose, if you were to say just one thing, is they are there to deal with the stress of any source. I don't care if it's a physical injury that you've had, let's say that you fell down, or a illness or disease that you have, or if it's an outside toxin. All of that, remember, is stress on the body. The body does not discriminate between one stress or another. It just knows that it gets stress. And so what the adrenal glands do and the hormones that they produce is they will determine the energy that your body is going to have or respond with every change of your environment. So it's going to regulate what type of energy and the strength of that energy that it's going to provide you with every kind of stress situation that you're going to be in. Okay, right? And so what it basically does is your adrenal glands will say, okay, there's a stress that's happening. Let's mobilize all of the resources that we have. Is this something that we should be fight or flight escaping, or is this something that is less traumatic? And then let's start allocating energy sources to be able to deal with that. Now, way back in the day, this was incredibly important, even today, but I'm just saying back in the day, what it was used for was, are you going to have to run away quickly because something's happening? Is there a fight? Are you trying to pursue some sort of food source like an animal or something? Is there deprivation? Is there some sort of starvation going on? Is there a physical challenge that's happening? Do we need to store up energy because there's some things are not as available. This is all of the stuff that you had to deal with that was of major importance in primitive society, if you will, is what your adrenal glands have been taught and trained to do. And that's why today's problems are not yesterday's problems, but still you've got the psychological stresses that you may have at work, or the pollution, or the financial problems, or not getting enough sleep, or having an infection, or being sensitive to some sort of food, or whatever it is, right? Is that it's just transitioned from that type of stress where you were dealing with whether you were in fight or flight for your life back in the primitive days to some of the things that you're dealing with now that are may not look the same, but they definitely act the same in the body, okay, right? And so your adrenal glands, its major job is to keep your reaction regulated to all of these stresses, keep them balanced to all of these stresses, and to send out the proper energy source and allocate the right type of resources to each of these stresses. And so you can think about it like this, okay, right? So one of the ones probably you've heard a lot of is cortisol, because cortisol is kind of known as kind of the stress hormone, if you will, okay, right? And cortisol is actually an anti-inflammatory, and it's an antioxidant, okay, right? Most of the time when you hear of cortisol, it's almost defined in kind of a negative sense, like, oh, you better be careful of your cortisol levels. That shows how much stress that your body has or how much stress your body is going through. Well, that's true. That is a good indicator of how much stress that your body is dealing with. Because if you have high stress, you're going to have high cortisol. If you have low stress, you'll have low cortisol. But the cortisol itself is something that is very beneficial for the body. It is the adrenal gland's response to anti-inflammatory and antioxidant type of benefits, right? And it allows your body to minimize the reactions like swelling and inflammation when your body is faced in trauma, whether that be from an injury, a physical injury, or even an allergy, okay? And so so that's kind of one example of why you really do want to be careful of some of the hormones that are being produced from the adrenal glands, and the health of the adrenal glands is because the potency of those hormones are going to allow you to regulate the response that your body is going to have to stresses. But they also regulate a lot of metabolic processes as well, too. So number one, it helps with the utilization of carbohydrates and fats. And so the reason why this is so big is because your adrenal glands and the hormones that are produced from your adrenal glands, it's going to allow you to break down carbohydrates properly and use it as an energy source. It's going to allow you to break down fat properly and use it for an energy source. Protein isn't really used as an energy source. That's why carbohydrates and fats are focused here. If you have poor adrenal function, you're not going to be able to break down and utilize carbohydrates, which then causes you to what? Gain weight. If you're not able to break down fat properly and use it as an energy source, you're going to do what? You're going to end up gaining weight. Not only are you going to end up gaining weight with the inability to break down fats and carbohydrates, but you're going to end up starting to produce things like triglycerides. Because what are triglycerides? Triglycerides are three fat molecules that are attached to a glycerol or a sugar molecule. They get the sugar from carbohydrates, and they will get the fat from the fats. see how this all kind of ties into each other, right? And the next big thing, in my opinion, and I'm just using my major things, okay, right? Number one, the utilization of the carbohydrates and fat. Secondly, it's that they will the adrenal glands help to normalize and help to manage blood sugar. They regulate your blood sugar. And this is very, very key, obviously. Like I've talked to you about some of the blood sugar health issues that are out there. When you have the most destructive molecule on the face of the earth, meaning sugar, being taken into the bloodstream and being floated to all areas of the body and deposited in all areas of the body, and they begin to deteriorate those areas of the body, you then begin to have these cascading set of health issues. And so that's a big bad problem. The next thing, your adrenal function, if I were to say one last one, is probably, which Dr. Conaway talks a lot about, is your gastrointestinal function. And so your digestive system is that when your adrenal system is not functioning properly, you're going to have poor digestion. If you have poor digestion, you have the inability to break down food. If you can't break down food, you can't absorb the nutrients from that food. If you can't absorb the nutrients from your food, you are less deficient. When you're deficient, you're vulnerable. When you're vulnerable, you're sick, right? And so it all kind of ties itself together. One of the things that I had posted on Facebook is most people don't realize that after the age of about 40 or midlife, if you will, menopause for women, you know, right, is your adrenal glands are going to be the major source of your sex hormones that circulate through both male and female, obviously, right? And your testosterone, your estrogen, things like that. And when you're not getting these proper hormones, you probably haven't done this research, but your estrogen, your testosterone definitely links itself to a lot of physical issues, emotional issues, psychological issues outside of just your sex drive, and also causes you to gain weight. That's a big thing as well, too. And remember, that's why a lot of athletes obviously take steroids, right? They take steroids, which is your adrenal hormones. And what happens? They end up putting their bodies in an anabolic state or a building state, and therefore they get muscular strength, they get stamina, they get more lean, they get cut up, they get all that sort of stuff. And so that's one of the things obviously I was dealing with, is that when my report came back, I had a low testosterone, you know, right? And so that was one of the indicators of why maybe my adrenals were not functioning optimally as well as they could. Now, when you have that happen, you also leave yourself very susceptible to a lot of different types of chronic illnesses, you know, right? And the more and more that you learn about some of these chronic illnesses, and which lead themselves into different types of diseases and stuff, you start realizing the importance of being able to deal with that trauma. Remember, when you're constantly bombarded, constantly dealing with some sort of health issue, your immune system is constantly turned on, your inflammation is always at a high level, and that begins to start deteriorating some of these hormones. It starts breaking down some of these hormones, and so these messages can't get to the right places, right? And so if there is kind of, you know, one thing I'm really kind of, you know, most worried about is the adrenal gland and the adrenal function with blood sugar balance and sugar metabolism. And I mean, I think that this is a major, major issue in all of our society. I think that, you know, remember, we consume a lot of carbohydrates. We consume a lot of sugar. And adrenal fatigue and adrenal stress, they have a significant impact on balancing your blood sugar. And they play a huge role in metabolizing, meaning breaking down blood sugar, and how much energy gets produced from that sugar. And remember, let's use the word sugar and carbohydrates interchangeably. They're the same thing. I wish more people would understand that the carbohydrates that they are consuming, this is sugar. And so you need to understand that if you have the inability or not optimally to break down that carbohydrates and your daily consumption of carbohydrates is 40, 50, 60, 70, oftentimes way more than that grams, you're not going to be able to not only get the energy from that carbohydrate, but because you're not going to be able to break it down, you'll end up causing it to create toxicity in the body, which is in the form of free sugars or fat, you know, right? And cortisol, like I was saying earlier, this works in tandem with insulin to maintain very healthy levels of your blood sugar. And so if your adrenal gland is not producing the cortisol or the potency of cortisol that is optimal for your body, then insulin is not going to work properly either, okay, right? And this then becomes the onset of hypoglycemia and metabolic syndromes and obviously type 2 diabetes and things like that, you know, right? But you also have to think about this too, guys, is that even with more stress, even though I'm talking about a lot of the benefits of what cortisol does, it's not good to have a lot of cortisol. It's not good to produce a lot of cortisol. Remember, cortisol is one of the hormones that your body produces when it is in stress. And cortisol helps the body to regulate that stress. But you don't want to even have cortisol being produced, because that just means that your body is so stressed that it can't deal with that stress from its natural immune system and natural antioxidant systems. And so when it needs to send the heavy artillery in, which is the cortisol, that's not necessarily a good thing, because cortisol also can help to raise blood sugar levels. And so that, because it's just by simple the function of that, if it's raising the blood sugar levels, and so the cells will be able to take it in, or that it's signaled to take it in and use it as energy, right? And remember, with a higher production of cortisol, you're going to have a higher production of insulin. You have a high production of insulin, well, you could become insulin resistant, because there's so much insulin that's flowing through the body and into these cell receptors that these receptors just get tired. And then you become insulin resistant, and the insulin is not as potent anymore. And so the three things that, you know, I really kind of focus on. So let me do a few things here, okay, right? From a nutritional standpoint and a behavioral standpoint, some things that you can do to really help your adrenal system is the number one thing that you can do that most people don't do is that they don't stay away from some of their food sensitivities or intolerances. So things like gluten is probably the number one thing, okay, right? Dairy or whatever insensitivities that you have to food or intolerances that you have to food, you need to 100% stay away from that. And the reason why is because with more of your food allergies that you're consuming and not paying attention to, you are just going to cause more inflammation, and you're going to form that inflammation in the gut and in the digestive system. And when you do that, you now weaken the digestive system, and so then even later on, you won't be able to break down and utilize the nutrition that you are consuming. And that inflammation is also going to cause a lot of stress on your adrenal system, because it has to produce, obviously, the cortisol to deal with it and the insulin and all that sort of stuff. Second thing is it's really important that you make sure that you eat on a consistent basis. Blood sugar levels and maintaining blood sugar levels is very, very key to adrenal health. Staying away from sugar, eating more protein and fat, staying away from carbohydrates, really staying hydrated is very, very key. Eating things that have a lot of mineral health in there, like seaweed and bone broth, things like that. There's a lot of great mineral health in there. Fermented foods, allowing your body to have the right microbiotic environment in the gut is very, very key. The greater amount of healthy bacteria in the body is going to produce less stress on the digestive system, which then causes your adrenal system to have to work less. But if your gut bacteria is off balance or doesn't have the right good bacteria, it's going to cause increased amount of inflammation and stress in a very vulnerable area of the body, which then the adrenal system is then going to have to bring out the heavy hitters. And so it's almost like you want the adrenal system to function at a high level by producing very potent and optimal amounts of testosterone, estrogen, cortisol, but you don't want it to produce more than is needed because you've put too much stress on the body, because all of those hormones, well, specifically the cortisol, can cause a level of resistance in other hormones like insulin. Now, the three products that I really like for adrenal health and I are kind of my go-to products, my first product is a Good Herbs product. And for those of you that don't know about the Good Herbs line, the Good Herbs line is a very concentrated natural herbal tinctures. And so they're a alcohol-based, they're droplets, if you will. They're very powerful. They're very potent. They're very concentrated. And the Good Herbs has a product that has licorice root, holy basil, and royal jelly. And those things are in high concentration. And you take them, I would take them 2 times a day. And so you take 40 little drops 2 times a day. I take mine first thing in the morning, and then I take mine like right after dinner, if you will, you know, right? And so I really like that product. The second one is the Ultimate De-Stress. Dr. Wallach talks a lot about this. This is probably one of his top three things that he takes himself. It actually has adrenal substance in there, so it actually takes extracts from your adrenal gland, and it has adrenal substance, has valerian root and magnesium as well too. And the valerian root and magnesium is actually the biggest reason why I take the third product. And the third product is from a brand that we have called Biomedics, and it's called BioLite. And BioLite has chamomile, valerian root, and melatonin. And one of the biggest reasons why that product is so key, even though it's not a direct product for adrenal health, what it is it's one of the most powerful indirect products, because one of the greatest ways for you to preserve your adrenal glands and to and have a high amount of adrenal health is to have proper sleep and proper rest. And what BioNight does is it allows your body to get into a very restful place, a very calm place, so that you can get sleep. And I'll tell you what, as I've started learning more and more about all of our oils that we have, and Leanne King is going to be talking about oils here in a second, and I don't know if she's going to talk about this, but I really want you to look at how oils are incredibly helpful for your adrenal health. One of the things that I also do is use the Youngevity essential oils, specifically lavender, that I spray on my pillows and my bed sheets at night, because I've learned that that lavender really calms me and it puts my mind in a right mindset, and it helps me to sleep. It helps me to get to sleep, you know, right? And so anyways, and I'm sure that there's a lot of different oils. That was the one that I had just kind of heard about and read about, so I used it right away, and it ended up working. But anyways, guys, hope this information was valuable. Please do check out those three products. I think that they would be great for your health. I know that many of you have been in high-stress environments. I know that you're dealing with some the various types of health issues, and your adrenal health of your adrenal gland may be that answer. But don't go anywhere, because we have, obviously, the wonderful Leanne King that will be talking about essential oils. And so let me see if she's out there. Leanne, you out there? Leanne?
Yes.
Oh, there she is. There's a wonderful Leanne. Well, Leanne, I will hand this call to you, and you do your thing, as you always do.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, I'm Kent. I'm here for Leanne right now. She'll be here in just a moment. She's in taking care of some grandkids. But since Sanjeev was on